Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We're doing the chapter on honoring the scholars, the elders, and the people of goodness, showing preference to them over others, elevating their seating places, and acknowledging their statuses. What a beautiful chapter, teaching us akhlaq, adab, that even those that Allah Ta'ala has given virtue as far as ilm is concerned, as far as age is concerned, as far as virtue is concerned, recognize it and show them that extra respect, show them that extra preference. That this is part of a person who's got refinement and got akhlaq and has got a good temperament. You'll find now these things will come naturally in him. These things, these akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's very thoughtful. Anjam soch kar kam karna. Whatever he does, he thinks of the outcome. He thinks of what he's doing to such an extent that he even thinks that who's the elder? Let me start with him. Let me give him preference. Let me be courteous of him, as we explained yesterday, the hadith we did, that one person was murdered, one Muslim was murdered in Khaybar, in the land where the Jews were settled. But they had a peace treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they were not going to do all these kind of things. So when they came, when the Muslims now came to complain, his brother was there and his two cousins were there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped the brother from speaking because he was the youngest. And he said, Kabbir, Kabbir, let the elders speak. So this shows us, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so conscious about even respecting elders, that even though he was a brother, but there was an elder that was there, let the elder speak. So here we learn adab and etiquette. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very, very conscious. And when you got elders in front, always give them that extra respect. That's something that is being lost today, unfortunately, that the youngsters in front of the seniors and elders, they don't even address them by the name, by respectful titles. A person will call his uncle by his uncle's first name. Something unheard of, that chacha or chicha, or whatever your respectful name, or even the worst case scenario, you call him uncle something, but the word uncle or some word of respect, in Arabic you'll say am, very often you hear them say, ya ammi, or any senior person they call, ya ammi means, my father's brother, in other words, oh my uncle. So these are all words of respect, so these are all part of etiquette and akhlaq. So today we see an ajib style and way and refinement Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with respect, that even after a person passed away, and now you have to put people in the qabr also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will show extra respect to people that they had knowledge. So much Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's idea of respect was. So today's hadith on Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yajma'u bayna rajulaini min qatla uhudin ya'ni fil qabri karu akhdhan lil Qur'an fa idha ushira ila ahadihima qaddamahu fil lahdi rawahu al Bukhari. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place two of the martyrs of Uhud in a single grave. Now you know that 70 of them had become shuhada in the battle of Uhud. Now it was difficult to dig 70 graves one time, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put two people in one grave. But now look at the thought process of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the refinement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put two in one grave, he would ask that which of the two had memorized more Quran? Which of these two had known more Quran, had memorized more Quran? And then when it was pointed out to him that out of these two, this person knew more Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, put him first in the qabr. Put him first in the qabr because he knew more Quran. Showing us that respect also, even in putting the person in the qabr, that person that had more ilm, show him that extra respect. Something that is so important in our deen. In the imagine, all of them were shuhada, great. They were companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But which one knew more Quran? Let's give him that extra respect. Put him first in the qabr. And when he was pointed out to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place him in the grave first. And we know in the battle of Uhud that they had become shuhada. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he buried them without ghusl, because this is the thing of shuhada, is that they might be buried like that, in that condition. In that condition they buried without any ghusl. On a day of Qiyamah they will be risen up like that. And Allah Ta'ala will give them that respect and that honor of the shuhada. So anyway, they were buried like this, but the thing to be pointed out was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his way he went to even give these people respect. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the children must start. So one important thing to do is teach the children from the time that they're young, that this person is your uncle, this person is a grandfather, give them some respectful names. This English language unfortunately doesn't have respect. Person say daddy, mummy, and then everyone is you. Whereas you look at Urdu, somebody look at Gujarati, and you look at the other languages, that the words of respect are used for the senior people. The tum or aap, different words are used for a person that is senior, a person that is older, teaching us all adab and respect. So we've got to bring that. Although we are living in this country and English now is part of our language, it shouldn't be part of our culture. Our culture should still be that culture of respect, where we've got respect for our uncles, our aunts, a person who's got his kalas, he still respects them and addresses them as such, not that everyone now is called by their first name. So these are something that is very, very important. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.